We are learning Maseches Yuma, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we're beginning around 8 or 9 lines from the top, the two dots. It said in our Mishnah, "Shekoyin Gadol Makiv Chelik Barosh, Vnoyta Chelik Barosh," that the Koyin Gadol has this special privilege that he could take Chelik Barosh, Makiv Chelik Barosh, and he takes Chelik Barosh, which means he gets the Makiv any carbon he wants, and he gets to take from the Shirayim, the stuff that you eat, the part from the carbon that you eat, he could take also first choice. The Gemara is going to elaborate on that. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Makriv Chelik Barosh. How is it? What's the? Give me an example of that. He gets to be Makriv first choice. So the Gemara says, Oyma Oyla Zu Ani Makriv. He says, I want this Oyla to bring it. I want to take it. I want to be Makriv. Mincha Zu Ani Makriv. This Mincha that's here, I want to be Makriv. Ketzad Noita Chelik Barosh. What's an example of him taking a Chelik of the Oichel of the food of the pieces of meat or Mincha first? Oymer, chatas zu ani oichel. He says, I want to eat this chatas. Asham zu ani oichel. I want to eat this asham. V'noitel chalam shtei chalas. The shtei alechem on Shavuos, he takes one chala out of two lechem. The shtei alechem, we split up all the kahanim, he takes half of it. Or, arba oichomish and mais lechem upon him. Out of the 12 lechem upon him, he takes 4 or 5. Rebbe Oymer, lo'ilam chomish. He always takes 5 from lechem upon him. Shenemar, v'hoysa la'arun levonov, mechza la'arun mechza levonov. In the pasuk it says, "V'hoysel Aaron l'vanov." We equal Aaron to Vanov. We equate Aaron to his children, and we dashen mechzel Aaron and mechzel Vanov. Half for the Kohen Gadol, half for the children, and we'll see why that's called half according to Rabbi Chomish. It's called half because really it should be 6. We'll see in the Gemara. But like upon him, Rabbi has a drasha that Aaron gets could take up to half of. Take a half, and the Rabbanan say, the Tarakam says you take a little less than half. Now, there's two things I want to speak out. Number one, why by Chatas and Asham it says, I take the whole thing. Chazun Eichel, I take the whole Chatas, Asham Eichel. But it comes to the Lechem upon him, or the Shei Lechem, you only can take up the half. What's the difference? So that Tosfos Rosh brings down from the Ishami. What? Very good. Very good. It's Tzibur. No, the Yishalmi is a different tariff, a little different tariff, similar to you, that the lechem apadim and shtei lechem are both carbon tzibur. By carbon tzibur only gets half. Mashiach in the chatas and oil, a guy walks into a carbon yachid, that he could take the whole thing. That's the chatas and asham, that's the way the Yishalmi learns, that the difference in chatas yachid and chatas tzibur, between a tzibur and a yachid. Another thing I want to speak out is that Rabbi Darshan is from the Pasuk, V'hois la'aron levonov, mechatz la'aron mechatz levonov. He gets half. What do the Rabbanon do with this Pasuk? So it's a very enticement that also, the Rabbanon also agreed to this Pasuk, that they that a Kohen Gadol gets half of the lechem upon him and half of the shtei lechem. Why does they get less than that? Because he goes, lav oirich ara, the bottom of enticement is b'moidish, lav oirich ara klal leisev lei, k'moy l'chol echav ha'kahanim, shiu levad ha'shakal k'nei kulam. It's not Derech Eret, he should take equal to all the Kahanim. Should give him a little less. And Tosfos Rosh Mashma like that also. That's more Derech Eret. No, because it's halacha in Torah. He gets half, but don't take the bit half. And the Tosfos Rosh also says something like that. Tosfos Rosh says, "Mechza lahar mechza lav dafka shita kneged kulam ela karav mechza." You're learning up from the pasuk. What we're saying doesn't mean mamish mechza. It means a little bit less than mechza. But now let's analyze this brisa. So where says Hagufa Kasha? This brisa is a little problematic. Amrit noita lachala achas shtei lachalas. You first start off telling me you take one chala out of two lachalas, that means you take half. Money, who is that? Rebbe. That's going with the Rebbe, don't want palak ushakal. Emim mitziyasa, the next thing says about lechem upon him, take arba or chamesh, and mais lech upon him, 4 or 5. That's aslo rabbanon. The Gemara later will explain on exactly what the numbers are, but that's a rabbanon. Hold 4 or 5, you hold you less than half. Damri lo ushakal palaka, you don't take a half. Emim seifa, the seifa says, Rebbe emim loilam chamesh, that you always take 5. So the kasha is reisha v'seifa Rebbe umitziyasa rabbanon. Comes out the reisha that says you take half of the shtei chalos. That's Rebbe. The seifa that says the oilam chamesh is Rebbe umitziyasa is rabbanon. How do you have one brisa that's so confusing? So we must have two terutzim. Terutz number one. Oma abaya reisha umitziyasa rabbanon. If the seifa is Rebbe, it says Rebbe is oilam chamesh. Reisha v'mitziyasa is rabbanon. Aye, the question is, why in the ratio do you take one challah out of two challahs, and Metziyasa you take a little less than half? Really, you're supposed to take a little less than half. But when it comes to Shtei Alechem, it's not Derech Eretz to take a little prusa, take a piece of something. You want a whole challah, shalim. And therefore, since you want a shalem, so you take one challah out of two challahs, because you're really supposed to get less than half. But here you want a shalem, so that's why you take one challah. Now, Zvat Gemara Vayit on top of your chesed al, we have to explain. So what's this arba chamesh? If he's taking less than half, what's four or five? Well, what does that mean exactly? Well, my arba chamesh. So this is machloikis. This is the chamesh to arba machamesh. There's a machloikis in mesechtas. There's a machloikis in mesechtas sukkah between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. That when it comes to the 12 chalas, what happened? So that's kuli alma. That we know they changed the mishmaris, the group of kahanim that work in the week, 1 week at a time, and they make the shkula mishmar. Now the mishmar is switched every Shabbos, so that's pasha that the mishmar coming in, the mishmar leaving, they split the lechem upon them. But there's a question that maybe the mishmar coming in gets an extra chalas. Why? Because they land up closing all the doors that were opened ayday the first mishmar. The mishmar comes in the morning, opens the door to the harabayas, to the azarais, to the heichel, to everything. Opens all the doors. Now the mishmar came in now does the job of closing it. It's really they're closing it for you. So they're doing a job for you. So maybe they get an extra chalas as a schar, as a payment for closing the doors. So Rabban hold, you don't give anything for the schar gafas losses. It doesn't come from lechem upon him. And therefore, they still split it 6 and 6. The Rabbi Yehuda holds, 2 go off for the gafas losses. Then they split all the 10, 5, 5 each. That's because Yehuda and Rabban in Masech HaSukkah. So here the 4, 5 is 4 according to Rabbi Yehuda and 5 according to Rabban. So let's read it inside. My arba chamesh, going to the shita kachamim that the lechem upon him, they get a little less than half. The kohen gadol gets a little less than half. So what's the case? L'rabbanon the amri that nichnas the mishmar that's coming in night till sheish takes 6 at the chalas, the yaitzin at the sheish, and the one who's leaving and the mishmar is leaving takes 6. V'schar agafis losois loy mishtei meseri by miflug, and the schar for closing the doors does not come from the 12. So then. So then, half of all the lechem upon it would be 6. The kohen gadol takes 5, because it's less than half. So what happens is like this. The kohen gadol takes 5 out of the 12. There are 7 left. Each mishmar takes 3.5. Because you can't say he gets 5, which is half from each person, because you now get a prusa. So the kohen gadol first takes 5. Then the 7 left is split between 2 mishmaros. So when it says Arba Chamesh, the Chamesh is going to Rabbanon, which Chamesh is a little less than half. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Nichnas Neitel Sheva, the one coming in takes 7. Why Moshe, the Mishra coming in takes 7? What's 7? Because they split in half 5, 5, and 2 is like Gavis losses. So the Mishra coming in takes 7. And the Yaitin at the Chamesh. So there, how much is Kohen Gadol getting? Kohen Gadol doesn't get anything for Kavas losses. That's not part of the split. So he gets really supposed to get 5. He gets less than half is 4. So he takes out of the 10, 4, and the rest what's left, the 3 and 3, they split between the 2 mishmaros. So read inside. From 10 they split it, but less than half is shakar abba and takes 4. So going now again, so the Bryce is going kulei karabanan. Lechem, the shtel lechem, you couldn't get a prusa, they split in half. The lechem upon, we get 4 or 5, which is always less than half. 4 is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, where the whole split is 10, so less than half is 4. And 5 is going according to Rabbanan, which is 12, and less than half is 5. So the Gemara Vayit, the Rav Amar, that's a bias pshat in the Bryce, that's all going according to Rabbanan. Rav says, no, kula Rabbi. It's kula Rebbe. So that's why we understand why Shnei Lechem get half because it's Rebbe. The last is La'ilm Chamesh, that's Rebbe. The middle was 4 or 5. The question was, how is that Rebbe? 4 or 5. So the Gemara of Savalok Rabbi Yehuda. We also got Rabbi Yehuda, which means only 10. So that's why half is 5. So Vela my Arba. So what's the Arba? You always get half according to Rebbe. What was the case if it's 4 or 5? What's 4? Hai Chamesh Bela Mishkush, take 5. Where is it like Kasha? Mishmar Hamas Akev means like this, that sometimes that if Yom Tov lands up right after a Shabbos, right before a Shabbos, then all the 24 Mishmaras are there for Yom Tov, they all split Lech upon evenly with everyone else. But if Yom Tov lands up on Thursday or Yom Tov lands up on Monday, and so then the Shabbos belongs to a regular Mishmar, not to all the Mishmaras. But sometimes They can't get home on time for Shabbos, or they can't make it in time to Reis Mikdash for Shabbos if they leave on Friday. So the Mishmar is there, the Mishmar for Yontif is there, but they're not really supposed to be there because it's not really a Shabbos attached to the Yontif. So then the halacha is that they're Mis'akir, they're stuck there, so Midrabanan, they get two of the Chalas. So the case where it's half as four is that really going to Rabbi Yehuda, two go to the losses. You have 10 left. Two out of the 10 go to the Mis'akir. You have 8 left. 4 is a half. That's the case. By Mishmar Mis'akir, where Mishmar is there, left, because Yontif was on a Thursday or on a Monday. So Mishmar Mis'akir. Mishmar Mis'akir. If it's a Mishmar who's stuck there for Shabbos, Mishmar by the Mithlik, he's put 8 and a half. Mishak Arbi, take 4. Ileka Mishmar Mis'akir, there's no Mishmar Mis'akir, then Ma'esa by the Mithlik, Mishak Chamesh. So Rav is saying, it's all Rebbe, I 4 or 5. It means it's totally Mishmar Mis'akir, but not Mishmar Mis'akir. Back to Gemara, Yachi, my Rebbe Oymer Leilam Chamesh. So why does it say Rebbe says, August on him says, Leilam Chamesh. What is Leilam Chamesh? It's 4 or 5. Not Leilam Chamesh. Where is Kasha? Staka Shver. What? How you learn that? Learn that. So that's what coming out two pshatim. Now, Betzem, in the first Gemara, you could have also said in the Rabbanon 4 or 5 means with Mishmar Mis'akir or not. You also could have said, not that's going with Rabban Rav Yehuda, because then all Rav Yehuda, and Mishmar Mis'akir, not Mishmar Mis'akir, that's the Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Yeshanim's Kasha answer, they asked this Kasha. You could have said, let's go, maybe like this, all our Rabbanon, that's 12. And 4 or 5 is totally Mishmar Mis'akir, that's what could have said. It's all the Rabbanon, that's what could have said. Also, the first Mahalach could have answered like that, same Mahalach here, Mahalach Kapanim, Ad Kan HaGemara, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow Shia, we'll start the Mishnah, Shemak stuff.